Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. I am Greg the Dive Master, and this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A very special episode. You're going to want to keep this number handy, 888-88-SCUBA, because being that it is Thanksgiving weekend, how appropriate for a dive-related themed show, we got some stuff to give away today.
You what? Make it sound like it's accidental. It's Thanksgiving Day.
Well, it's not Thanksgiving Day. It's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, what a coincidence that it would be Thanksgiving.
Yes, because we are a dive-related.
We're giving away tanks?
No, we're not.
Oh.
That's Single Scott, by the way, singlescott.com. He's in the studio with us today to celebrate accordingly. But no, Thanksgiving weekend does not mean that we have tanks to give away, but we do have some pretty cool prizes up for grabs today. What are you most thankful for? That's what we want to hear today on the show, you know, from a dive-related standpoint. So if, you know, you're thankful or thankful for the fact that you have a great dive buddy, or you went to this particular dive site and you're thankful that, you know, your local dive operator made this available to you, we want to hear about it and maybe award you accordingly.
As an example, I am thankful that finally I got to go somewhere with the Scuba Radio crew. Thank you to Coral Caverns Resort.
Right, and Andros.
A great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely. Now, we don't have a trip to Coral Caverns to give away, but we do have
You just barely
cool
had
stuff.
One to give me.
Yeah, the good point. Jimmy the Helper Boy is here as well. He's going to help celebrate Thanksgiving. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Greg. I brought in some muffins made out of stuffing.
Yummy, I think. I don't know. They look kind of mushy.
Hey, you can't say nothing about a stuffing muffin.
Okay. Whatever you say.
What the hell is his problem?
I don't know. You know, CJ is here. How you doing, CJ?
Good, good.
You know, we got a full studio of guys.
It's Thanksgiving, right?
It is Thanksgiving.
I wouldn't miss this.
And, you know, we got a couple other people on standby here. Is he out in the hallway? Bring in Tank. Where is Tank anyway?
Hey, Tank.
Tank, come on in here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, now he was here last week. Hey, Tank, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on, buddy? It's Thanksgiving.
Last weekend, you had a good time with the mermaids. We had the Scuba Radio Mermaids, Nikki, celebrating her new dive instructorship here on the show, and you were here to witness that, you know, that event.
Like
right?
A buddy breathe with her. Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I saw you trying to share your hose or octopus or something with her. I don't know what that was.
I shared something. It wasn't my hose.
Yeah, I bet. So, Tank, you're here for Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, where are all the sexy, sexy ladies? I was under the impression there'd be some sexy, beautiful ladies.
No, not this week. They're, you know, you can only do that once a month, pretty much.
What the hell am I here for?
It's called a restraining order. It usually has a 30-day window, so we had them here last week. They won't be allowed back in the studio, probably.
Why the hell would I want to show up if there's no women?
Well, it's Thanksgiving weekend, and I needed some assistance for our other guests that we're going to have on the
show
today.
I'm going to need some high-speed internet connection. And maybe some links to some escort services in the Orlando area.
Okay, Tank, that's enough of that.
Saying.
Yes. Now what we're going to do for Thanksgiving weekend, you're actually going to help me work with that guy that was out on the curb there when you walked into the studio.
See, I don't do guys.
Well, no, it has nothing to do with that.
I'm all about the ladies.
You know,
very,
it is,
very lovely ladies.
It's the holiday season, and we have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. And he's a handful. This guy, basically, he's here year-round, but we only invite him in.
Maybe a chick that used to be a guy. That's about as far as I go.
No, that's not, I don't think that is the case with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. But, you know, he's a guy who's had been hanging around the studio for, I mean, you know, 52 weeks. Every year we see him as we walk into the studio. But as we get closer to the holiday season, we dress him up in a Santa suit and bring him up to the studio and kind of spread some holiday cheer. And, you know, sure, he smells of booze and urine. But, hey, what are you going to do for a guy who... You know, I mean, you know, it's just our way to give back to the community.
All right, maybe we'll go hit a couple of clubs later.
All right, well, ladies. That's what I wanted you to do is help out and kind of handle him today for us, Tank. So that's your contribution to Thanksgiving weekend, okay?
Better be some acid it for me.
No, I don't know.
Here.
I don't know how he feels about that, actually, but you'll have to negotiate that on your own terms. And
Santa's kind of little helpers.
Now what we're going to do is bring Scuba Radio Drunken Santa up to judge the stories that people dial up with at 888-88-SCUBA. You know, what are they thankful for this holiday season as far as, you know, a special dive they completed this year. Explain the story and let Scuba Radio Drunken Santa listen to the story and judge if it's worthy of a Scuba Radio prize. So that's what we're going to have Drunken Santa do today. And last year we did this. It was quite colorful. Did you catch that show there, Scott?
Yes, I remember it well.
The only reason we can do this again is because this is our last broadcast from this facility. So I figured let's bring up Drunken Santa. If he pukes all over the equipment, who cares?
So we get
we're
to
moving.
Trash the studio when we're done?
This is basically trash the studio and leave.
Greg, are you sure you don't have any sexy ladies? I've got a whole suitcase full of lube. Just, you know, nothing to do with it.
Oh, and you know what?
Seems like a waste.
That's petroleum-based, and that's probably close enough for Scuba Radio Drunken Santa to get him... nice and lubricated.
Somebody's
going to
blow
way.
An O-ring.
Yeah, oh, boy. All right. So, anyway, you have your marching orders there, Tank. Go out and downstairs and get them. All right. So, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is going to be on the show today. So, that's the plan. Call up. What are you thankful for? Now's the time to start getting on the line. And I have some really nice prizes to give away to the worthy stories or the best dive-related stories. Once again, it could be a dive you're thankful for, a dive buddy, maybe a new piece of equipment that you're using or a destination that you're just thankful for. We just want to hear about it. And if Drunken Santa thinks that you did well, you performed, you know, maybe you went, it made him interested in wanting to go to this place or try this particular dive site, that, you know, he'll award you accordingly.
Performed well.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. But here's the thing, and maybe we can talk some strategy before Drunken Santa gets up here.
Okay. Well, that's why he has his own
handler. He needs to be engaged. Yeah, I mean, you really need to tell a good story.
Well,
it doesn't need to be just a good place. It needs to be a good story. Because you guys have heard Drunken Santa before, right?
Yeah, he tends to not be that coherent. Is he sober or...
No.
No, he's
not
Drunken
generally.
Santa.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, and this is why on
last
the times
time
when
puked.
We're gonna the times that we're gonna have him on the air, when Greg sees him when we get here around noontime, he drops a bottle in his hand because he doesn't want him to be shaking and everything. I mean, if you ever seen that guy shaking down there, it is not pretty.
It is not.
So Greg wants to make sure that he's going to be fully prepared to be on the air with us.
Yeah. Well, he'll be prepared, and you know, I don't know. Tank will, he'll lube him up with something, but I'm sure it'll be alcohol, is what I'm guessing.
Okay,
if he has to, but we'll find something for him to maintain himself or to be.
I think they're on the first landing. I'm starting to get a little whiff of them.
Is that what that smell is?
Oh my god!
Oh boy!
I hear jingle bells.
Yeah. Well,
smells
like I said,
a litter box.
It's the last broadcast from this facility. We're moving studios. After this show, and therefore we can pretty much trash the place, right, Bill? That's your department. So you
yeah, I don't know that that's necessarily true. Some of the equipment is coming with us.
So okay, the equipment.
The walls,
is.
No.
Well, you know,
the doors, no.
Every time he's been in before, there's been quite a mess to clean up on the carpet at the bare minimum.
Should we put some
I mean?
Visqueen down?
Well, once again, we're moving, so who cares?
Well, you know, the mics to shut out.
You just don't expect the deposit back on the. On
the cleaning
space.
Deposit.
Yeah. We're not getting that back.
Well,
after
this shag is
show.
In better days anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, 888-88-SCUBA. Share with us, you know, your favorite dive or just your experience. Maybe it was a dive with turtles, dolphins, sharks, whatever. Something that sounds interesting to Scuba Radio Duncan Santa and to any diver. You know, from, you know, I'm going to probably have some influence over Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, which, you know, I'm sure once again that'll be alcohol based as well. It'll be like, you know, will he get a fifth or an entire liter of booze?
His booze of choice, by the way? What does he drink?
Anything that pretty much, you know, has, once again, as long as you can get a buzz off of it, I think he's willing to ingest anything. Okay.
Although Greg, stepping out of character, decided that since it was Thanksgiving, he'd spend a little bit more money than usual, cut him some wild turkey.
Wow.
Because it was Thanksgiving.
Nice.
Oh. If they had wild stuffing, he would have gotten that too, but no, just wild turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. Free range. Free range turkey.
It's at least a wild turkey bottle. Let's put it that way. It may have not had the seal cracked on it
exactly.
By Drunken Santa.
Well, just trying to stay with the season. Sure. Why not?
So, could be spiced rum for all I know.
Exactly. Now, if that weren't enough, once again, we got some good stuff to give away. I even got a dive lesson. So if you want to give it to a friend of yours that you want to get certified, a non-diver, I can take care of you today. That's a $300 value, by the way.
Now, let's see how valuable this is. Are you doing the lesson, or is the new dive instructor, Nikki, giving the lesson?
Nah, come on. There's priceless. Let's see. literally, you could take it into your local paddy dive facility or dive center, wherever you are in the country, and show them the certificate, and it'll be good for $300 up to a dive certification. So it's a very good prize that we have up for grabs. And I have a few other things up my sleeve in Santa's sack. There's a Scuba Radio dive watch and some.
Oh my God, they're in. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Woo. Oh, there he is.
Yeah. What's Got going it. On there? Hey, just hold on there.
Right here?
Yeah, just sit back a little.
This microphone right
yeah,
here?
Yeah, just hold on, Santa. Hey. Santa, please, just wait. We got to take a break first.
This chair's broken.
Yeah, okay. Just relax. Here, take a sip of this. Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, yeah, make yourself at home.
Thank you very much.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. He's getting prepared, getting properly lubricated, and then we'll start taking your stories next at 888-88.
Happy Halloween, bitches.
Oh boy, it's Thanksgiving weekend there, buddy. But the shopping season has begun. We'll get you a jump on your holiday shopping list with stuff to give away, whether it's a Scuba Radio dive watch, a paddy class to get your friend certified as a scuba diver. And hey, by the way, we're running a special. Save15 is the promo code at scubaradio.com on the merchandise page for hats, shirts, CDs, and more. Shipping and handling is free on any orders over $15. It's on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Thanksgiving weekend begins next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
All right, Dave is dialed up from Myrtle Beach, 888-88-SCUBA. Dave, you are on Scuba Radio. Say hi to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Oh, hi, Santa. This is Dave. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, what? Bill, is that Bill?
No, it's Dave.
No,
on the line.
Bill? That guy there is Bill.
Yeah, behind the window.
Why does he keep pointing at me?
Because he says your microphone is on there.
Oh!
Yes.
Sorry, Bob.
No, it's Dave. Is on the line.
My name is Dave. My name is Dave.
Dave,
you sound like a retard.
What?
What the hell?
Dave, you're supposed to share something you're thankful for.
What's the matter with you?
Thanksgiving weekend, and Scuba Radio Drunken Santa will judge your story worthy or not of a Scuba Radio prize. So have you been diving a site or place that you can tell us about or what?
That's right, Greg. Yeah, I was up in, down in the Cayman Islands, and about 35 feet, there was a big old turtle or tortoise or something, and he hung with me. I kind of had my camera with me. I was taking pictures. Usually they run away, but
Scott, have you tried these muffins?
No. I have tried a muffin.
No. Hello?
You're supposed to be listening to Dave there, Drunken Santa.
Who?
Dave is on the line. So you're in the Caymans, and what happened? You saw what?
Yeah, so 35 feet, and this big turtle was there, and I started taking pictures, and he didn't fly, he didn't run away. Usually they swim away from me, but he actually started following me around. He's kind of hung with me, like kind of like my dive buddy the whole time. He kind of stayed with me the whole time.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You called up the show and stayed on hold for 10 minutes for that.
Oh, jeez.
That's gay.
Santa, you got to cut him a little more. He had a nice encounter with a sea turtle. That's not bad.
Big deal.
Let's talk to Steve. He's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA, and maybe he can top Dave's story. Steve, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good. You sounds like Dave's brother, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're twins.
It says you're from Oxford, where?
Oxford, Mississippi.
Okay, all right. Well, Steve, have
That's
you had
a fine school, by the way.
Okay, fair enough, Drunken Santa. Now, Steve, have you had a dive-related thing you're thankful for, or what?
Oh, most definitely. I retired after 30 years of being a police officer and took over a diving program at the college, so now my day is working on Tuesdays and Thursdays at a university where they redshirt Miss America's diving in a heated swimming pool, teaching these college students. And the crowning jewel in the whole operation is Tuesdays is Bikini Day.
Oh, he's thankful for Bikini Day.
Oh, my God.
I need an assistant. You want to sign up?
Hell, yes. We're...
We may have a winner.
Shut up, Scott. I'm doing this.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Send me any. Hey, can you send us some pictures?
I put him on hold there. No, I don't think he can there, Drunken Santa. Besides, you're not even certified to scuba dive.
I couldn't even
yet.
Understand what he was saying, that stupid accent, but I heard bikini.
Yes, I think we all did.
I think bikini is bikini in any language.
You know, that's a good point. It's a universal language.
In French,
definitely.
It's and in Spanish, it's El Bikino.
Would this inspire you to become a certified diver and get off the booze and actually learn to dive?
So
if your incentive was Tuesday Bikini Day in Mississippi?
I never been to Mississippi.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, would that get you off the booze?
Crooked letter. How do you spell that?
What, bikini?
I don't know about Mississippi. They got moonshine in Mississippi.
Yeah, they do.
Are you going to give this guy something?
You can't drink and dive, though. Well, we may. Let's take some more calls here. 888-88-SCUBA. If you have a dive-related story you're thankful for.
You could pee in your suit. Just I'm used to that.
I don't do that. Why would I want to do that for you?
I thought if you were a diver, you'd get to pee in your suit.
You do.
I pee in my suit now. Sometimes.
But you're not diving. I'm always not a wetsuit.
I passed out when it happens, but I wake up and, you know.
Yeah, you can smell it too, dude.
You should see my dry cleaning bill.
Yeah, do you
it's
really?
Ridiculous.
You don't use any dry cleaner. You've never been to a dry cleaner.
It's never been dry.
No, I just say I let it dry.
Yes,
and then it's clean.
Oh, okay.
It's dry cleaning.
That explains much. That explains the stench we're experiencing.
You're
right
not
now,
listening
sure.
to me.
No, I'm not. Just take a chill pill there, Drunken Santa. 888-88-SCUBA. Call in with your stories.
We need more ice.
Oh, boy.
On the chat room, it says, hey, Drunken Santa.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We joke around a lot here at Scuba Radio. However, we take quality seriously, especially when it comes to the Scuba Radio shirts and hats we offer for sale at scubaradio.com or as giveaways during the show. Look, we wear this stuff too. And no, you deserve better than a t-shirt that's going to be stretched out or faded after one wash, even if it is free. So we went with Designated Diver Sportswear. Designated Diver simply has the finest selection of dive wear on the planet. Look for the Designated Diver brand and find dive retailers around the world. And check out their new designs for 2007, including the new new Seabones Pirate Line at designateddiver.com. Use promo code SCUBARADIO to receive 10% off your order through December 31st. Plus, all orders over $25 will receive a free Designated Diver Dive Flag Auto Tag while supplies last. Stop by the Designated Diver Outlet Store on your next dive trip in Florida and enjoy even more great savings. Located in St. Augustine, just 10 minutes off I-95. Call 888-433-4837 or visit designateddiver.com. Quality clothing designed specifically with scuba divers in mind.
That's Designated Diver Sportswear.
You know, I'm thankful for a lot of things this weekend. You know, I'm still kind of reeling from my adventure down under. And we did just post something in the Scuba Radio forum with, you know, about our adventures from Australia. And you can go there and actually see the itinerary that I completed there while I was in Australia. It has literally day by day where we stayed, where we dived, who we dove with. All the topside activities in Australia, it's right there on Australia, the Australia Post at scubaradio.com in the forum. Little drop-down menu says forum there at scubaradio.com along the top, right under the Scuba Radio word. And you can go to the forum and read up. And if you want to go to Australia, you can follow my footsteps, so to speak, or my fin imprints.
Where's your hat? Where's your Australian hat this time?
Yeah, well, I wore it last week, and I figured, you know, time to retire it for a year. No.
So I'm wondering if Drunken Santa has ever been down under.
Oh.
Down under what?
The matter of fact,
under the table?
I was there with your mom last week.
Oh, boy.
Down and out, maybe.
Yeah, he's been under the crawl space here of the
Seriously,
building.
How do you guys deal with the table moving, spinning like it does?
Oh, boy. Here we
Very
go.
Very distracting.
Yeah, Tank does have a
broadcasting show.
He has a garbage can standing by, right? Even though we're leaving, we don't want any. We don't really want to.
Thank you.
Smell that,
Scott,
for 2 hours.
For the ice. Scott is the only one. Are you guys? He's the only one that has got my back.
Yes.
He's a single
and,
Scott.
And ice.
And Tank.
Yes. Singlescott.com.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You know he has a
Corvette. So you're thankful for Single Scott is what you're saying, Scuba Radio.
Single Scott is my new friend. He's all right.
Yeah. What are you drinking over there? What the heck is that?
I don't know. Whatever you get. I don't know. It's, you know, it's not important. It was a gift from you.
And you'll drink
it. Greg the Dive. How many people can say they got a gift from Greg the Dive Master?
Like four.
Not
so,
many.
Hey, I'm thankful that I have a warm drink.
Okay, well, it
cold
was
cold drink, ice.
Yeah, it was supposed to be cold. He's drinking the wrong thing.
I'm turning it into something warm.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba, scuba, scooby-dooby-dooba. Here we go, scuba. Come on.
Okay, I want to say when I am in the States, I listen to Scuba Radio. The first radio devoted to diving.
Yeah, you know, I'm thankful for a lot of things this weekend. You know, I'm kind of reflecting back on my adventures from Australia still, and I'll share one with you. And by the way, if you want to chime in and talk to Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, share your dive-related thing you're thankful for. It's 888-88-SCUBA. Now, when I was in Australia, the one thing...
My God, rub it in.
That's what I'm trying to do. No,
Everything's Australia with this guy.
Well, it was pretty amazing. It was an amazing adventure. And the last dive, I mentioned this briefly last week, but I don't think I really got across the coolness factor of it from what it was really like. And that was the sea snakes, because I was going over there expecting to see sea snakes on every single dive, and I did not see one until the last dive where we experienced not just one, but literally hundreds of sea snakes on this wreck that was about 100 feet on the depth side of things in Mission Bay on the south side of Cairns, Australia. And it was a spectacular experience because sea snakes, for those of you who don't know, and Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, maybe you'll appreciate this, they're like the most venomous creature on the planet. Their venom of a sea snake will kill you like in 5 minutes.
Not and, if you're a vampire.
I don't know if that's true or not, but if you say so, I'm willing to, you know, register that accordingly.
I haven't seen any sea snakes, but I have seen a wreck.
Okay.
Jamie's a wreck.
James is a wreck, is what you're saying? Jimmy, he's, the helper boy,
he's
is a wreck.
A wreck.
Okay, he's a wreck. But sea snakes are cool critters, but there's that element of, you know, terror in the back of your mind. You're thinking about these things that are so venomous they could kill you in a matter of minutes if they bite you. Just like if you were getting ready to go on a great white shark dive. You know, that's kind of the same feeling I was experiencing before I jumped in the water knowing there's sea snakes around. But then they explained to me, like, ah, don't worry about it. There's an anti-venom for sea snakes, and it's readily available in Australia. And as long as you're given the anti-venom, you'll be fine. And, they can kill you in 5 minutes. And I said, well, how far away are we from shore to be able to get to the anti-venom? They said, oh, 20 minutes tops.
They should carry that on the boat.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So maybe that's why it was your last dive.
Well, exactly. They were just playing it safe. They were playing the odds.
And just so you know, Drunken Santa, it sounds like he's rubbing in this whole Australia thing. What he failed to rub in was the fact that he also got to dive with great white sharks this year.
Oh, my God.
He's thankful for that as well.
That reminds me of sometimes, and I like to sleep outdoors.
Yeah,
in the wide open.
Well, or so passed out is really
under
more
the
appropriately.
Stars. And last night, the raccoons come around. They scare the crap out of you.
I never considered
fear.
Yeah, the raccoon issue when you're sleeping out on the curb
must
be tough.
They're not they're not afraid.
They look so cute.
Unless you could have a bottle handy to throw at them.
Uh-huh. What you usually do.
Yeah, I haven't hit one yet.
Yeah. Your aim's
off.
But
they go away.
But they're not the same as sea snakes. You know, you're not terrified of them, are you?
I can be.
Well, you've had nightmares, it sounds like, about them. But I'm telling you, the
sea
snakes.
Does a snake wear a mask? No.
One-eyed snake.
Well, I didn't get that close to them, actually. Actually, they did swim up pretty close to me.
I think you're making this up.
No, the sea snakes in Australia.
Snakes aren't in
the
water.
They are. They can be sea snakes.
Probably seaweed.
And they breathe air, so they have to come up just like turtles do and take a gulp of air and then swim back down to the bottom. They're cool critters, cool animals to see. Dan Tipp is next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Whoa. Amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns, blue holes, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already, what is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
You didn't go cheap when you purchased your dive equipment and photo gear, so don't make that mistake when it comes to protecting your investment. Ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center. These high-performance waterproof art cases come in just about every size and shape imaginable. Storm Cases are stronger, lighter, more secure, and feature pain-free press-and-pull latches that are twice as strong as the knuckle-buster designs of their competitors. Don't settle for anything less. Go to StormCase.com and ask for Storm Case by name at your local dive center.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip, number 18. Guys, moray eels find it terribly offensive to be compared to your manhood.
Don't be talking about me, man.
Besides, the reality is that 98% of us are more comparable to the lowly glowworm.
I heard that.
Not me, of course.
You crazy? Who told you that?
But there's no need for me to brag here.
They telling you lies.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers in the studio, COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm good, Greg. You're looking thoughtful, though. What's up?
Well, I was actually thinking of a guy I met on the dive boat the other day.
What about him?
He was awesome. He was well into his 70s and still going strong.
Man, that's cool.
I asked him what the secret is. You know, he just smiled and he said the art of adaptation.
Seriously?
Yeah, I asked him what he meant, but all he had to say was that it meant something different for everyone.
Cryptic.
Yeah. What do you think it means?
I think it means there's hope for all of us.
You going to speak in riddles, too?
I mean that just because our bodies or our situations change. It doesn't mean our diving days are done. It just means we have to change with them.
Ah, the art of adaptation.
Yeah, think about it. There's not one of us that goes through life without experiencing physical changes of one kind or another. Sometimes it's due to injury or a medical condition. Sometimes it's just time getting us. But physical changes are part of the game.
So what do you do about it?
Well, the first thing you do is know thyself.
More with the cryptic, huh?
Sorry. What I mean is that you have to know yourself before you can know if something is wrong or what kind of adaptation may be required. For example, if you really take stock of yourself, you know what gets sore, what muscles are stronger, which ones are more susceptible to injury, that sort of thing.
Got it. Any suggestions on how to do it?
Beyond the usual, how do I feel, and actually stopping long enough to answer the question, well, regular medical checkups are good, and a regular exercise regimen is also good, not just for overall fitness, but for strengthening areas that might need it. Also test yourself from time to time to ensure you're ready for the more physical elements of diving.
Like maybe jumping in the pool and swimming some laps?
An excellent example.
So let's say you do need to make some changes to your usual diving routine. What kind of adaptations can you make?
Well, that's an impossible question to answer completely, but some basics that come to mind are that if you need help, ask for it. If you're not able to lift a scuba tank, ask for someone to help. If a giant stride just isn't working for you anymore, consider doing back rolls instead. If you can't lift your fully assembled scuba unit, or if you can't move with it on, think about donning your gear in the water. Needing to adapt isn't a problem. It's only a problem if you let pride get in the way and refuse to do it.
Pride goeth before the fall.
How very fortune cookie.
Hey, yeah, okay. My point is that sometimes being kind to yourself and admitting you need to adjust can actually keep you diving instead of signaling the end of your time in the water.
You're a wise man.
Feel free to share that nugget with your friends. But what else can we do?
Remember that knowledge is power. If you find yourself facing a change that may require adaptation, learn about it. Is it a medical condition? Learn about any symptoms that may affect your diving. Do you have to take medication? Know the possible side effects, and again, how they may affect or be affected by diving.
The medics at Dan are a good resource for that, right?
Absolutely. We answer questions about medical conditions and medication all the time. Sometimes we're able to impart all the information needed, and sometimes we're able to connect a diver with a knowledgeable medical professional who can work with them more closely. The important thing is that divers are learning what they need to know to change with the times, and we applaud and encourage it.
Will the medics really applaud if I call?
Only for you, Greg.
Cool. Are there any more common sense adaptations a diver can make?
Take it easy. We all need to slow down from time to time.
And sometimes we just slow down.
Sometimes we do, but either way, it's a good time to remember that there's no need to dive to extremes. Don't feel you have to go deep or stay as long as the profile allows. You don't have to complete a half dozen dives just because you used to. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with taking a longer surface interval between dives. time spent topside can be just as much fun as time spent underwater.
Know thyself. Be kind to yourself. Take it easy.
You got it.
You know, this is all good advice no matter who you are.
Nothing cryptic about it.
You can't stop time, but it doesn't have to stop you either. Remember that change can be good provided you're willing to change with it. So don't be stubborn. Learn the art of adaptation and keep on going. Do that and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, we are back in the studio here with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa taking calls for what you're most thankful for. 888-88-SCUBA is the number to call. I got some good stuff to give away. If Scuba Radio Drunken Santa likes your story, maybe you're like Dave, who talked about his an encounter he had with a turtle on a dive, or the guy from Mississippi who was thankful for Bikini Day on Tuesdays at the local dive pool.
That was good.
Feel free to chime in. I got some good stuff. I might throw out, we got some pirate treasure, forged from silver that was forged from the wreck of the Atocha, salvaged from the wreck of the Atocha shipwreck. Also have Scuba Radio Dive Watch and a Patty Dive Class certificate, good for up to $300 off a certification class, like an open water class for your a friend of yours. So
hey,
we got some good stuff to give away here.
Greg,
yes.
What is this? There's buttons here, on, off.
Yeah.
And there's one that says cough. Does that make you have to turn your head and cough?
Well, you can if you'd like, but no, you're supposed to press that button if you have to cough.
Oh.
So you won't cough into the microphone.
Or, how clever.
In your case, spew all over it.
All right. So,
but it's the last day, so you can cough into the microphone.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Well, we will see there, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. Once again, 888-88-SCUBA. And a single Scott is in the studio with us as well. I know there's a few things you're thankful for. Is it your dive buddies you were telling me at the break there that you wanted to tank?
Well, we have some first-time listeners. My nephew Paul and his wife Yvonne are listening.
Well, should we apologize to them right now then?
Well, I, at this point, they're probably thinking, what has Scott gotten himself into?
Yes.
Hey,
surely.
Scott is a great man.
Yeah? Why?
Because he got me ice.
He got you ice for your drink.
That's so easy to do something.
It's very important.
It is. It is for Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
Here's my wish list, Santa.
Yeah?
Oh, God.
Did he?
What?
Wow.
Did
he just...
I need
did
a new
he just
computer.
Flash you? What is going on over there? Oh, my God. That's just not right.
I'm going to hit this cough button in a minute. Do you have a puke button?
Yeah, well, they just consider the button, button, the same thing. Oh, boy, it's getting out of control. Jerry's standing by.
Happy New Year.
You want to get in on these prizes?
Happy New Year.
888-88-SCUBA is the number to call right now. Or coming up.
All top.
For Thanksgiving weekend. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
Yes, it is indeed. Thank you, Dr. Earle. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is Thanksgiving weekend. We're having a little bit, you know, it's kind of like a holiday show. It's a holiday weekend, and we're getting geared up accordingly with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, putting them to work, you know, one time a year. You know, look, we pass them in the gutter on the way into the studio every Saturday afternoon, and this is the only time of the year that we allow him back in the studio to actually, you know, and we pay him with booze. And sure, he smells of urine and alcohol.
Oh, come on. I don't smell that bad.
Well, all I can
Somebody
say
farted.
Is...
Don't blame that on me.
I don't think that's the... Well,
I'm not
regardless.
Sure of that.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the muffins.
Yeah, it's
Somebody's
the muffins.
Somebody's eating these muffins.
Brand muffins?
Oh, do you know the Muffin Man?
Okay,
the
whatever.
Muffin Man.
Jerry has dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. Jerry, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to dive in the coast of Madang, Papua New Guinea, on a World War II Zero and saw a Japanese with the bones and a wristwatch still on him in an area that no one dives.
Oh, my God. That's cool. Give him whatever he wants.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds like he needs a watch.
Oh, my God.
You think?
And there was no drunken Santa on board.
That's awesome. Jerry wins.
Jerry wins.
No more calls.
No. We got
Content
another hour.
Is over.
We got another hour to take calls for things that divers
awesome.
Are thankful for.
He saw a Japanese guy with his bones.
Yeah, but with wearing a watch.
Wearing a watch.
So you know what? I think let's give him a Scuba Radio dive watch.
No, he probably took the watch. He didn't need a watch.
He wouldn't do that.
That's why he's going to get a watch.
That's right. So I'm going to hook you up there, Jerry.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
That's
simple
awesome.
As that to win here on Scuba Radio. 888-88-SCUBA. We'll take some more calls here in hour two
that's
of the big
awesome.
Show. And who knows, we'll say with a watch. We have some pirate treasure to give away as well as a Patty open water class value up to $300. So if you have a non-diver on your holiday gift-giving list, Just call up and share a story, something you're thankful for as a diver.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, and Scuba Radio, Drunken Santa.
Thanksgiving.
Will award you accordingly. He'll either love your story like Jerry's, or he'll think you, what was the quote earlier about Dave?
What'd you say? Gay.
No,
that was queer.
Retard. Or something, yeah, it was really inappropriate. But anyway, more of that coming up. That's worth sticking around for, isn't it? Hour two.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.